what this trip is about. It's about providing opportunities to non-traditional visitors who are interested in the environment, who are interested in history, directly, learn history directly from Native Americans.
So if I was visiting Grand Canyon for the first time and I was visiting from Japan and I just sort of took the national park tour, I wouldn't have the same experience unless I met with the indigenous people there.
Correct. There needs to be a much better representation of indigenous and native voices in all national parks, so people from Japan or anywhere else understand that there is a connection to nature that still exists, that they can understand that the history of Native Americans includes their existence today, that Native Americans exist and thrive today and not that they are just a story to be told, and that there's many myths in our conservation narrative, such as the untouched wilderness or the pristine wilderness, where a lot of the thought leaders from the early 1900s and 1800s define nature as if it was separate from people. And so a lot of people think that that's the case, and they don't know that there are indigenous people living in these places, or there are native names to some of the mountains and peaks and rivers. And so it's important that we share some of this history and we hear it from the knowledge holders.
And have you tried, have you reached out to the National Park Service and expressed your concerns? And if so, well, what has the response been?
This is something that is a national movement. It is not only the concern of the Sierra Club. A lot of different organizations and advocates have identified that, including the National Park Service. They are addressing some of these challenges in order to tell the history of all Americans, not just certain narrative. And so there are examples of some national parks where efforts are being made to promote different voices, diverse voices, and including the fact of hiring diverse staff that can speak to culture and other values in those places.
And I understand that some members of your group that will be visiting Grand Canyon, this will be the first time they've reached the Northern Plateau. And even though maybe they've been longtime, if not native Arizonans, and this will be their first experience at Grand Canyon, what do you hope that they will take home with them?
We know that a lot of people go camping, and sometimes these kind of activities look very far and far of reach for many people. So what we're looking for from this trip is a connection to nature and a connection to their own family history. I want people to feel that they belong in public lands. I want people to connect to the history of Native Americans and to the values, the cultural values. I also want people to understand a lot of that history, especially from Native Americans. And that way, we can learn that there is no separation between social justice and environmental justice. That when we try to protect the Grand Canyon and its resources, we also must try to protect their people, because they are the original inhabitants and they are the knowledge holders.
Well, happy camping at Grand Canyon this weekend. Thank you, Sergio.
Thank you so much.